Park City Community Foundation reports LivePC, GivePC surpassed their goal of 4,500 unique donors, with 4,790 people contributing to area nonprofits. They also raised over $2.4 million, a $400,000 increase from last year. Park City Community Foundation board member Mike Ruzek reports that changing the organization's focus to unique donors was a success.
Moving away from a dollar goal to a donor goal, in light of it being a community event, it really resonates with the fact that we want more donors and getting kids involved and getting other people that haven't been aware of LivePC, GivePC involved. So we'll go back to the drawing board and see what we change where, but so far seems to be working quite well.
The organization hit the goal just before 10 p.m. during one of the three power hours throughout the day. Park City Community Foundation Community Impact Director Ollie Wilder explains the impact the power hours had on the day.
The next 200 unique donor donations after each of those hours started would get you $20 extra. So $4,000 each time. There was actually $12,000 in play in those three power hours. And yeah, that was Vail Resorts Epic Promise and Park City Mountain that put that money forward for us.
Wilder says 18 organizations were awarded additional sums for being at the top of five different leaderboards, as well as the overall winner.
Once again, Mountain Trails Foundation beat everybody. They had 880 donors for that one organization. So they win the first prize of $2,500 on the All Nonprofits Leaderboard, which is also sponsored by Vail Resorts Epic Promise and Park City Mountain. Second place on that was Park City Education Foundation. They get $1,500 for that. Nuzzles & Co. came in third with 562 donors, and they get $1,250.
People's Health Clinic, KPCW, National Ability Center, Summit Land Conservancy, and Eats Park City all won $1,250. Finishing atop their respective leaderboards. You can find the other top finishers and the number of donors on KPCW's website. KPCW asked if the increased success was due to more giving or better gamesmanship from nonprofits.
So it's interesting, of the $2.4 million, $1.1 million actually came in online on the platform, and the rest of it gets reported by the nonprofits as other gifts that are associated with LivePC, GivePC. But that $1.1 million in online gifts is up from just over $900,000 the year before. I mean, there's no way to fake that. Offline donors don't get counted for the prizes and for our big goal. So, I mean, these are very real people that are really giving. And you're right, the nonprofits are getting better at actually getting the word out and rallying for the cause.
Ruzek and Wilder says there is one spot where nonprofits could look to improve. That's with matching grants.
There was $571,000 in matching grants, which is a 53% bump from last year. So that really just shows that the nonprofits have realized and figured out how to use this day and leverage this day and leverage their donor bases to make this the success it is.
Of the 114, about a little over half had matching grants. That's a big bump, but it shows you that there's still room for growth. There are a lot of nonprofits that actually still didn't have matching grants, and they might have done even better. So, you know, I think there's still room here.
Wilder and Ruzek explained that the matching grants come from an individual donor or company and is the responsibility of the nonprofits to find. Park City Community Foundation says they haven't picked a date for the 2019 LivePC GivePC, but it's often the Friday after Election Day.
Great community event. All together now in 8 years, this is over $10 million that's been raised by this little day of giving, which is just tremendous for our town. So congratulations to all.
That's Mike Ruzek and Ollie Wilder with Park City Community Foundation. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.